avoid the bridge if you can. Nathan O'Keefe is one of the most popular actors with audiences and directors in Adelaide. Welcome to the show, Nathan.
G'day, Peter. How are you?
Are you a Streisand fan?
Look, it's been a while since I've listened to the last Babs album, I have to confess. But, gee, what a set of lungs, though. Really.
What a set of lungs. You work, you know, you get more work, I think, than any other actor in South Australia, Nathan, which is to your great credit.
Look, it has been incredible for me staying here and really... A great opportunity to work with lots of incredible directors and try all sorts of different, I guess, styles of performance.
Yes,
so
yes.
Yeah, I've been really aware of how lucky I have been as well.
I particularly enjoyed you in Gaslight, which reopened the new Her Majesty's Theatre. What was it like to play? It must have been extraordinary being the first there to play that beautiful new theatre, Nathan.
Look, it was incredible, but I have to confess, when we started rehearsal, my daughter was 5 days old.
Oh.
So most of it is a strange blur. I mean, it was the first show back from for the company from COVID, when theatre kind of shut down.
And
I was in a haze of being a new parent, not knowing what I was doing and having to leave my partner every morning to go rehearse. But the few memories I do have it were incredible. And it was just great to be back on the stage in front of people. It was the first time I think I felt like COVID's not going to beat us. You know, it's going to take a while, but it's not going to beat us.
People write plays for you, Nathan, which is very flattering. You've done a lot of children's theatre with Windmill, etc. What's it like playing to kids?
They're the most honest audience you'll ever get. They really
yes,
are.
Yes.
It teaches you a lot. As a young actor, you can always go, oh, the audience. You know, if you're having a bad night, it's the audience's fault or whatever. But you learn through working with children, you never blame the audience, because you know if an audience doesn't like you, those kids will let you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get them, you get them, you go, okay, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I try to take that through with every style of theatre I work with.
Now,
the audience is always going to be there for you as long as you're there for them.
You're a very stylish actor, but then style is knowing what you're in, isn't it, Nathan?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And it's something built in the rehearsal room with everyone involved, with, you know, always trusting your director to have the right eye, and collaborating.
Tell us about because it is the most collaborative art form, isn't it, theatre? Performing arts and film, of course. Nathan...
Well, it is, because
tell us
I was going to say, it gives a lot of ownership to the performer, especially theatre, because you have to carry it.
Hmm.
The moment you step on the stage, you need to own it, so it's a really beautiful relationship.
Whereas in film, you're not sure. You know, it can change. You can end up on the cutting room floor. Yes,
which I know all too well. I'm very comfortable down there. But the theatre.
When have you been on the cutting room floor?
Oh, see, that's the thing. Only one person knows when, and that's me. Especially if I go and see the premiere.
Yes.
Oh, gee, everyone else was great.
Nathan, tell us about this play by Caleb Lewis at the State Theatre Company, Cathedral.
All right. Now, firstly, I knew I was going to be asked when I knew I was coming on your show to sum it up. And for some reason, I find this play so difficult to sum up. So I spoke to Caleb and I said, what do you want me to say?
Mm.
And he's written something on his website. So if I may, I'll read out what he said and I'll elaborate on that.
Yes.
So somewhere underneath the limestone coast, a diver wakes alone at the bottom of a vast flooded sinkhole. But how did he get there? How long will his oxygen last? And whose voices call out from the dark?
Mm.
So that sums it up. So essentially, it's a play about this man who's alone, confused, at the bottom of a full sinkhole, trying to put together, what am I doing down here? How did I get down here? And the play, it's sort of half a memory play. We get to know this character through memories that just flash in his head.
And are you swimming? Are you in that position?
Well, yeah. The set that Catherine Sproul has made is almost an upside down, an inversion of the actual cave, the cathedral cave, which is one of the limestone sinkholes in.
She's a wonderful designer, Catherine Sproul.
Oh, she's incredible. She's incredible, and it's a real beautiful set.
This is resonating with me because a friend of my father's called Dave Edmeads. Yeah. Died in a sinkhole in down the southeast because he went into a chamber and stirred up all the silt. So suddenly his visibility went to absolutely nothing. And you know, what a horrible death, Nathan, because you don't know, as you would panic and feel around to find the way out, you'd use more oxygen and have less time, and then you'd come to the realization sooner or later that it might be better just to wait, or would you fight on?
Well, Peter, you're spot on. You're absolutely right, and that's what scares me thinking about it.
Because a
sinkhole, it's essentially if you're already claustrophobic in the cave, imagine then going, well, now I'm essentially buried by not only water but sand as well. And silt takes forever to settle.
Yes.
And that's where lions, like divers in caves, they always have a lion or a reel that they reel off with them. It's essentially the breadcrumbs, you know, to lead them back home.
He didn't. And I think it changed legislation in this regard. But what happens to your diver? What's his name?
His name is Clay.
What happens to your diver? We will all come to the Playhouse, Space Theatre, from May the 6th to the 21st to see you in a one-man performance of Cathedral by Caleb Lewis, who's a wonderful playwright.
Yeah, incredible play, incredible local playwright. He went through Flinders Drama Centre, and he's really just what I think is just a jewel of the voice of theatre coming from Adelaide.
Indeed.
Which is incredible.
Nathan, good luck to you, and it's always a pleasure to see you on stage, and I rejoice in your popularity with audiences and companies alike. Good on you, Nathan. How old is your child now?
She's almost two. Oh. And I tell you what, she's got a set of lungs now. She belongs on the stage as well.
Maybe she's the new Barbara Streisand.
Who knows?
Thanks very much, Nathan. Go well. Nathan O'Keefe.
Thanks, Peter. I appreciate it.